Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
I have a massive warning for our social media producer, Rebecca, and all you other LaBooBoo fans out there. There has been a raid, and dangerous LaFooFoo dupes have been found.
LaBooBoo.
You heard me right. Nearly 400 fake and potentially dangerous LaBooBoo, actually these are LaFooFoo because they're fake dolls, have been seized by two shops in Scotland.
For those that don't know, you want to explain what this LaBooBoo thing is?
So this LaBooBoo is this like a small handheld, it's a toy. And it's not like a stuffy or a lovey where it's squishy. It's more like a hard plastic, but it's covered in fur. And they have these monster-esque features, like these sharp little teeth. They are very cute. I will give them that. Mm-hmm. They are like cute and monstery. But they have now blown up in popularity. And do you know how they ended up blowing in popularity? Because we have one person we can blame for this.
Is it Dua Lipa?
No. I mean, she's part of it, but the OG, the toy's popularity began last year after K-pop star Lisa from Blackpink.
La Lisa. She
was the one that shared a photo of herself with one. And then after that, Rihanna, Dua Lipa, got them. And now we are here in like full on LaBooBoo fever.
I always look at these things and think, man, if I was smarter, I would be much wealthier than I am. Because if somebody would come to me with this thing and say, hey, just give us $10,000 as a startup, right? We're getting a whole bunch of investors. I go, that's never going to work. I'm not going to waste $10,000 on that. Or I would say the same thing about like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in the day. Hey, Bert, you got $10,000. We're going to start. I'm like, these are turtles that live in a sewer that are fighting crime. Nobody is going to be into that. I'd lose all that money.
I think it just goes to show the power of influencers, and the power of celebrities that people want to back up, because people love Lisa. People love Blackpink. And if they see that she's got this little hairy monster on her purse, gosh darn it, they're going to get one too.
All right. So now some more deets about the LaFooFoos who are, you know, faking their way through life as the real LaBooBoos. So Chinese authorities have shut down several plants, seized more than 20,000 fake LaBooBoos, did so in one single day. Man, however, despite the crackdowns in China, a lot of these fakes had slipped through the customs and have landed in the UK. It's only a matter of time before they are also here in the US. Now, the telltale sign of a fake LaBooBoo. This is what you have to look for to make sure that you get an authentic LaBooBoo and not a LaFooFoo. Overly vibrant colors. That is a telltale sign that you're holding a LaFooFoo, not a LaBooBoo. Incorrect teeth count. The authentic LaBooBoos have 9 teeth. Anything with less or more is a LaFooFoo. And the LaFooFoos are missing the UV authenticity stamp that was introduced last year.
Kristen, do you actually think I'm going to buy a LaFooFoo? Because that's exactly what I did right here.
No, you did not.
Stop. Seriously, I have a LaFooFoo in my hands right now.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid $25.
$25 for a LaFake-fake?
It is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. It has a sinister spirit. I don't know why it would be dangerous.
There are a lot of people online now calling these things demonic. Like they swear when they look at them, like their smile changes.
I got a DM saying that LaBooBoos are of the devil. And I was like, I'm the only non-Christian on the Burt Show. You got to send that to somebody else. Like, it's fine.
Well, this one has the nine teeth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This one has 9.
Wow.
Now, I'm looking for the, hold on, I got to get my flashlight out so I can see. LaBooBoo authenticator Kristen Klingshirn at work. Well, because I'm looking for, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. The UV authenticity stamp. Now, there's a stamp on his little LaBooBoo or LaFoo-foo foot, and it does say Pop Mart, where these originated. But yeah.
They're making good fakes.
Yeah, they really are.
No, I'll tell you why it's wrong. The color is off. The paint job is not good. And the fur texture is not soft and luxurious like a true LaBooBoo.
Why are the teeth dirty?
It came really dirty.
You don't know that because you're only looking at the box, right? So you can't tell if it's a fake or a real inside of it?
No, the cardboard boxes look so authentic.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, the LaFoo-foos come in totally perfect cardboard boxes. And I knew it was fake because I already have a cuckoo. And that is a LaFoo-foo cuckoo. And so my LaBooBoo cuckoo, it does not look like the LaFoo-foo cuckoo.
So, Kristen, you need to go back online and find out how to know it is a fake by the box, not by the actual toy itself.
There's an actual human hair stuck in it.
I know, it came with a hair. What? That is not my hair.
No, look, seriously, like if I pulled, there's a...
Oh. Yeah, that is. Oh, yeah, that's nasty.
That's from the person whose spirit lives in that.
Oh, no.
That's a la bad juju doll. I don't want that near me.
Or from the 14-year-old in another country that made it.
I mean, why are... they're dangerous. I get it. But if a LaBooBoo breaks my leg, it's fine. Like, what's it going to do? Give me cancer again? Like, I've done that. It's fine.
You're like, it ain't going to curse me.
No, been there, done that.
All right, today is Thursday. We call it follow-up Thursday. This is when you guys hit us up and you're like, Burcho, can you follow up about blankety blank and give us some closure? And that's what we do.
So this is from back in May where Lacey's boyfriend dumped her, but she couldn't shake the feeling that he was the one. So she started plotting the ultimate accidental run-in with her ex-boyfriend. She knew exactly where he'd be because she still had him on Find My Friends. We gave her advice to bring a hot guy along to make her ex jealous, and she actually went through with it. She recruited a friend's hot brother to be her fake date. They strategically sat across from the ex at the bar, and while nobody made a move to actually talk, there was definitely some awkward eye contact going on. So Lacey's ex finished his drink and left without saying anything, and she thought her master plan had failed. But then later that night, she got a text asking her to lunch, saying, quote unquote, talk. We all wondered if the talk was going to be about closure or reconciliation. Lacey was fully prepared to come clean about the whole tracking/setup, but we thought it would be best to save that conversation for a later date. So how did that lunch go?
Hey guys, well, the lunch happened and I'm surprised at how it went. First off, he didn't figure out my master tracking plan, thankfully, but he had a little confession of his own. Turns out he had been doing his own version of quote unquote stepping into psycho because he admitted to checking my Instagram stories religiously after we broke up.
Plot twist.
He noticed I'd been going out more lately. So when he saw me at the bar looking happy with someone else, it apparently sent him into full panic mode. The lunch was supposed to be his way of trying to patch things up and give it another shot. So we're officially back together.
What the heck? Wow. Okay. This is the second shocking one this morning.
I'm about the place we're currently in, so I'm definitely waiting more than a few weeks before I tell him about the whole plan. Maybe more like a few months or years or never.
Never. Yeah, that's a good option.
Yeah. I think I'm going with never.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
This is the second one that's ended well. The first one earlier this morning, if you didn't listen, you should go to the podcast, but was one that didn't take our advice and it ended up in marriage, right?
Exactly.
It did.
So everyone's getting into relationships that they shouldn't be in.
The Burt Show.